This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to My Millennial Money Express. I'm Glenn James. And I guess this podcast, it's just to encourage you every now and again in relation to your money. If you do want to watch this show on YouTube, just search Glenn James. It's a different show than the My Millennial Money channel. So I'd love you to join us on YouTube. Now, I want to encourage you today around five ways to have more money in your life without working more or without getting a pay rise. Number one, this is something we can all benefit from, and that is sell crap in your house that you do no longer use. There are so many things that we have that we haven't used for over 12 months, and they're laying around the house, and it's literally money sitting there in your house that you can sell online. And you'll just be so amazed if you go through each room, the garage, under my stairwell, I've got stuff like it's everywhere. I've got an old yogurt maker under my sink. Like, we have so much stuff and it all adds up. So I'd really encourage you, if you haven't used it within 1 to 2 years and it's not a family heirloom, it's gotta go. Get some more cash. But make sure when you get that cash, don't just put it into your general revenue, put it towards a goal, put it towards an investment, because we just don't want to sell it all, go to all the trouble of selling it all, and then just blow it on going out. So make sure you put that money to good use, and that is either your investment account, you might make some more contributions to super, you might even put it towards a goal. Number two, this one, I'm so surprised that the amount of people I speak to, and it's okay because if you don't know, you don't know, and that is that they don't have a money system or a spending plan in place. The best way to get a pay rise is to manage your money well. It will stretch further, it will last longer, and you'll be so surprised. You know, doing the My Millennial Money podcast over the last 2.5 years, I've had countless stories of people not having a plan, putting a spending plan in place, and then being able to save 10 grand a year, 20 grand a year, pay off a heap of debt. It is just amazing what happens when you have a bit of intention around your money. And I guess for those who have been running a spending plan for some time, review it. If you haven't reviewed it for a while, jump in. The Glenn James Spending Plan is an online program that I run, and there's a link in the notes if you haven't got that already, and there's a spreadsheet, and we actually allow you to set up different accounts and it'll tell you how much to put in each account each week. And I would really encourage you to the account that we call the blow account, it's for food, it's for entertainment, it's for going out, it's for fuel, it's just an amount that goes into a separate card with a different bank every week from your main bills account. So you just pay yourself weekly. Just really make sure that that account is running pretty lean, because you know, you might be able to save money. Like I make a lot of coffee at home now. I've got some nice mugs so I can enjoy my coffee at home. Like I bought some beans and I think it was $20 for 500 grams. The amount of coffees that I get out of that, it probably saves me $30 to $40 a week. So there is money in your life, but you just have to have a plan in place. So check, if you don't have your own money system, you're welcome to check out mine. It's the Glenn James Spending Plan. The third one, this is huge, and I know it's true in my life, and I've always been, I guess, proactive in telling people about this, and that's to have a goal. That's to have a target. You know, there was that old saying, and I think it was a hockey player, you know, with the puck, it's like, you'll miss every shot you don't take. So have a goal, have something to aim for, okay? So, and it might be that you don't really have anything in your life. And I've gone through seasons where it's like, oh, I don't really have anything. Okay, well, let's just back it down and just make it really small. It might be, you know what? My next goal is I just want to save $1,000. That's my goal. And if you Google Harvard Business Study, there was a study done on goals, and 83% of the population in the States didn't have a goal. 14% had a plan in mind, but they weren't written. and 3% had their goals written down. Now, this was crazy. The study went on to find that the 14% who have goals that not written down were 10 times likely to be more successful than those without goals. So if you don't write it down, but at least if you have something in mind, it's like, I am saving $1,000, I am paying off my credit card and never getting a credit card again, or I really want to go overseas next year when the borders open up, I need a goal. Even if you've got it in your mind and have intent, you're 10 times more likely to succeed. And this is the data that, you know, the Harvard Business study revealed. You're just 10 times likely to achieve that. And the thing I like about goals, when you've got a goal front of mind, and I'll get to the other 3% in a moment, when you've got a goal at the front of your mind, this will help you with trade-offs. So you might be out shopping and it could be like, I'll give you an example. It's ridiculous. It's in my life. I was like, oh, I might buy some coconut oil, for example. So I'm in Woolworths and I looked down and the organic coconut oil, it was like $19 or something. And that's a lot of money. And I thought, you know what? I could not buy this and transfer that $19 right now out of my blow account over to my savings account. So because I want to hit a goal. So having a goal front of mind, and forget about written down, just front of mind, it will allow you to make the trade-offs before you just blow money without using your mind. And I've got a friend, he was really bad with managing his money. Like, I'm talking over 10 years, could not save money. And he's got, I think, over $10,000 saved now because he's actually the first time in his life he's got a concrete, solid goal. And it's just amazing. And he's also implemented a spending system. He's got a goal. He sold stuff online on Gumtree. And it's really amazing. Now, the 3% of those with a written goal, they did three times better than the 14% that did 10 times better. So if you really want to double down, get a journal. You know, I've got a notebook here that I carry around with me. It's next to my bed at times. It's in my office. Sometimes in my car. I'm always writing stuff down and keeping track on that. So perhaps you can write your goals down to really double down. The next thing, number four, change your lifestyle. And this could be, and it might touch on like what I did with the coffee before. It's like, well, I'm now going to buy some good coffee. I'm going to have it at home. And instead of going out and buying coffee once a day, I'm going to just go, you know what? It's going to be two times a week that I'm going to go out for coffee. Can you, for example, like on Friday nights, I sometimes buy pizza. Can you go, and this goes back to probably planning your week, can you say, you know what? I reckon I could make homemade pizzas that are nicer and healthier and cheaper. So can you do some trade-off with your personal spending and your lifestyle activities? So an example there is, instead of ordering pizza for two people, which might be $46 or wherever you get your pizzas from, can we go to the supermarket, buy some healthy stuff? You know, there'll be less salt and stuff on there anyway. And can you make some pizza and make it a thing? I mean, I've got a pizza stone and a pizza cutter. So can you invest in something that's quality that you use once or twice a month and make your stuff at home? And then you could even go, I only go out once on the weekend for brunch. So just be intentional with your lifestyle. And you can see kind of all this stuff works together. Having a plan, having a goal, having, you know, stuff that's laying around the house, selling that. And these things can really make an impact on the money in your life. And the last one, look, to be honest, it's not having a car payment. The people that I know who purchased a home, most of those people weren't driving around in a brand new car. They've just had the secondhand car. It might have only been worth $5,000 or $10,000. They paid cash for their car and they just don't have that $500, $600, $300, whatever the car payment is, that car payment in their life. A car payment, not having a car payment makes the car feel nicer. It drives smoother because there's less weight. You're not towing a payment. That was a joke. But what can you do? And it probably more speaks to not having payments in your life. how can you move your life to not have any payments other than rent and mortgage? So I'm talking about the debt. You've got to get rid of the debt out of your life if you want to succeed. So I'll recap. Five ways to have more money in your life. Number one, sell stuff you don't use. Number two, get a spending plan or a money system in place. Number three, have a goal, have a target. And number four, change your lifestyle up. It doesn't have to be forever. It could just be temporary to really attack one of your goals. And the fifth one is you've got to get rid of the payments in your life. And I'd love to know in the comments, if you're watching this on YouTube or throw it up in the Facebook group, let me know something that you've cut out of your life or a lifestyle trade-off that you've had positive wins with in relation to your finance. Hey guys, I'm Glenn James. Thanks so much for watching and listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451-289.